everyone, welcome back to another episode of A Life of KG. Today on the show, I have Emma Jane. She has a salon in Cleethorpes. She specializes in lashes and bridal, and she does all sorts of beauty. And I really wanted to get her on the show because, one, I've worked with her for a long time now. I trained her in lashes years and years and years ago. And since then, she was on a one-to-one call with me. Then she joined my membership, and now she's part of my mastermind. So we've really been on this journey together. And she's such a babe that I wanted her to share her journey and the things and battles that she's gone through during that time too. So without further ado, here she is. I want to give a shout out to Sky Premium Life products. Now, you will know from last year that I was testing all of their supplements and I absolutely love them. They were a sponsor on this podcast last year and they also are this year. I have tried all of their supplements, from collagen to their hair tablets, to they've got focus tablets, anything that you need help on with your body system functioning, whatever that is, they have help. And I just love them all. I would highly, highly recommend them. We also started selling it within our business, making extra money in the salon with retailing the products. And because they're extremely reasonably priced, clients are loving them. Lots of my clients were also using them and they're selling them in their businesses too. So if you want to grab a discount, you get 15% off their products. The link is in the show notes. If you want to sell it within your business, reach out and I'll tell you exactly how to do that. Or you can just message them directly. But I highly, highly recommend you take these for your own well-being. And I also recommend if you have a business that you're selling it within that too.
Hi, Emma Jane.
Hi.
Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
You're so welcome. Do you want to do a little intro so everyone knows who you are?
Yeah, so I'm Emma Jane. I own Mirror Mirror in Cleethorpes, where we specialise in lashes and bridal hair. And we also have a little training academy here as well.
Perfect. So take me back from like before you had the salon and before you even went into hair and beauty. Have you always done that?
I went straight into hair and beauty from school. So I went straight into college, doing my MVQ 2 and 3 in hair. And then a year later, after I finished that, I did my MVQ 2 in beauty. Just because of the jobs that I was working at. So I started as a Saturday girl. I've started straight from the bottom. I've worked all the way up, working at different salons. And just building up. I didn't even think I would want to do beauty, which is why it's so strange that now I like specialize in lashes, because I didn't even originally think of that. But yeah, I guess you don't realize until you actually do something that you love it. But it wasn't till 2012 that I did my first lash course, and then 2017 that I did the Russian course with you. And that's when like I totally fell in love with lashes, and I've just built it from there, really.
So remind me, did I train you in classic or did I just train you in Russian?
No, I did like one of the worst courses in classic.
No names will be mentioned.
No names. But it was in 2012, so I had a clue. Like, it was just the little pots of lashes and it was just horrible. Girls don't understand how easy they've got it now.
Oh my god, they really don't. We literally had to like pick out the
horrible
pubes.
That's why it was so bad. So yeah, I did it way back then where it wasn't really an education. You just got shown how to do it and you didn't really know anything like theory wise. So then it wasn't until like 5 years later I did the Russian course with you. I learned loads more, like better products, everything, and that's where I like built it all from. And then I've done like more courses and I with you. Yeah, just built it from there.
That's crazy. So because going back to being like a Saturday girl, what was it like? Now you're a salon owner, how was your experience being a Saturday girl?
Well, obviously I'm gonna say I was amazing, but I can't remember loads. I know I loved it there and I was dead sad to leave that salon, but I knew I wanted more. I didn't know exactly what I wanted. I did think I want a salon, but I didn't know what it like wasn't a clear vision yet. But I knew I wanted more than that. So I knew I had to leave there, which was dead sad because I loved the girls there. And I got a job in a bigger salon. And it wasn't the one for me. It wasn't the nicest place to work. So I moved on from there. And I've worked at two other salons, like bigger ones. And I spent a lot of years there and I loved it. I learned loads from both of those salons. And it still gave me the drive. Like I still wanted my own place. I still wanted to like give girls an opportunity to have a job that they loved. To learn more, like I'm really big on like training. So I love teaching the girls new stuff and I knew I wanted that. Mm-hmm. Even though I was working for other people, I knew that was my like end goal to have that place.
Because when we started, I know I'd done the training with you, but then you come on board. I think we had a power hour call, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah.
You was renting space then, wasn't you?
Yeah, so when I think it was like 2019, I actually took the plunge. I left my employment. I went full time by myself, but I was just renting space because it was just me. And I was still building up my clients. So I wanted to make sure that I wasn't like putting myself out of pocket, basically renting somewhere too big. So I just rented space somewhere in a little salon that I already knew because I had my nails done there and it was lovely. But then I fell pregnant and I knew I needed more. Mm-hmm. But then there was all like the craziness with like lockdown and everything. So it got a bit postponed, but got there eventually. So that's why. But I knew I had to leave my employment because I needed to control stuff in my life because I was trying for a baby then and mm-hmm. it wasn't happening. And I knew I needed to take control so that I could get some focus and try and de-stress a bit. Mm-hmm. So that's why I left my employment. I needed that. And it did well. I don't know if that worked or if it's just a coincidence, but I did get pregnant like 2 months later, which is not the best when you go by yourself, but I did it. And I knew it was going to happen and I knew I would deal with it, which I did. But I like 4 months into my pregnancy, I started advertising for my first staff member,
mm-hmm.
Ready for going off on maternity, but then we went into lockdown anyway, so that got postponed.
Saved by the bell with COVID.
Oh no.
In a really weird way.
It was a good siren, but I know it's mental when you think back in it.
Yeah. So you had a lot of hard times like in between that transition of employment and going on your own. Did you want to touch on that, because I know you've blogged on it quite a bit?
Yeah, I'm happy to talk about it. I like talking about it because I feel like clients can then talk to me about it. They know it's okay. Mm-hmm. And since putting my blog out there and doing the charity ball, I have had clients come to me who've never said anything before and talk to me about like their miscarriages or their infertility, because they know they can. They know that I'm happy to talk about it and it's like safe then. But yeah, I was actually trying for a baby for nearly 3 years. And we did lose two babies in that time, which was horrible. When I look back at how I was, I don't know how I hid it. I hid it while I was working for someone, just because of like the mindset that I was in. So I was dealing with it myself.
Mm.
But like because I got married the year before, clients would always be like, oh, you're trying for a baby, like are you pregnant yet? Like they didn't know what was happening. And like it is the hardest thing. And I actually is my like one of my pet hates when people are like that. Just because you're married, like people presume that like, you're gonna have a baby next, or if you've been together a long time. And actually you don't know what people are going through.
Yeah.
And I remember one time I was actually like, it was during a miscarriage and I was still working. I was just getting on with my job you'd love me as an employee. I'm like, crack on with it. But I was going through that and someone said it to me and I just thought, you don't even know what's happening and you're asking me that question. It's just the worst feeling, worst feeling. And then obviously you have people telling you that they're pregnant, which obviously you're dead happy for them, but it's like, you weren't even trying and you're pregnant already. So obviously, like, it's just the whole situation, being a therapist or a hairdresser, you're dealing with women's things all the time, like their life, which is amazing. I love it. But when you're going through like a hard time in your life, it's, I don't know, it's quite heartbreaking. It's hard on you. And when I do look back at how it was, I don't know how I carried on. I did, and I got through it. And now I've got my little boy, who's a terror. But it's amazing. I've got it. I've got what I wanted.
Yeah. Do you feel like, obviously, you've gone into like blogging and putting your story and everything out there with the baby losses? Do you feel that that's been like a help and release for you personally too, like sharing that story?
Yeah, because you don't realise how much you keep in. Like, you can talk to your friends and family about it, but sometimes writing it down, you're not actually telling anyone, like, face-to-face or whatever, so you can say more, which I think has really helped me. It's like, get out of my head. And I like that I'm potentially helping people. Well, clients have said that they've liked reading it because it's made them realize they're not on their own.
Yeah.
And that's what I want. Like, I want people to know, like, it's okay to talk about it. And it has helped, definitely.
Yeah. And I love that you're blogging. Like, that's obviously something that we've like been learning along the way of like coaching and stuff together. And I know you're wanting to build more of a personal brand and specialize in bridal hair, right? And doing all the bridals. And blogging and bringing out your personal brand is definitely like a key factor for that journey for you. And it's, I mean, you've been able to, didn't you get in the magazines and stuff as well doing this?
I think I did one. Yeah, I did one. But I'm just redoing it all now. So this year I'll be in more, 100%.
Definitely. I would love to introduce you to Flawless Beauty Accounting, which is owned by Ariella, who specialises in providing exceptional accountancy and bookkeeping services tailored to the beauty, hair and aesthetic industry. Her modern and personalised approach sets her aside from them traditional accountancy firms. Her mission is to help beauty business owners navigate through that crazy world of tax and business finances. Ariella has helped her clients save over £1 million since she established Flawless Beauty Accounting back in 2020. To contact Flawless Beauty Accounting, you can click on the links in the show notes, and Ariella is giving a huge 50% off your first month. How have you found, because obviously you've got the, actually no, let's go back, then I'll talk about Jessie. From then being in your rented room to then going for a salon, what was that transition like? Like, was you scared? Like, did you try and hold yourself back? Or was you like, no, I'm doing this?
Yeah, obviously I was scared. It's a big change, isn't it? You've got a lot more bills. You've got people's jobs. Like, that's your responsibility. It was scary, but I knew I needed to do it to progress any further. I was renting space and we were working like on two beds, but in like the smallest space. It was hard work and we were having to do it probably more because it was like COVID and restrictions and all that. We were having to do it where I would work this hours and then my other girl would work these hours. Like, I couldn't overlap anything. So it was really difficult to grow any further. So I knew I had to get my own place. I knew it was like in my goals. So I knew I wanted to do it, and I just found this place. I was just looking like randomly, and I saw it, and I thought, I'm just going to do it. And it was so hard. We had literally like 2-3 weeks to totally changed the salon, and it was so hard. But I just roped in like my friends and my family, and it wasn't 100% finished when we opened, but clients didn't care. It'd been locked down, so they were just happy to get back in, and they were so happy that I'd built up this during like everyone being shut down. So yeah, of course it was scary, especially after lockdown, like not knowing who would come back, because there's always clients that weren't going to come back because of like how people had changed mentally.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, we did it, and it's grown since then. Like, I've got more staff members now, and it's just got bigger. I've got more treatments. It's so much better.
That's so good. How have you found, obviously now you've got little Jessie, the little terror. It's so cute. How have you found running a business alongside being a mum?
Challenging. I've had to be really strict with my time. I know you're big on that, like saying no and not like saying you'll do another day and stuff. I love being in the salon, I love doing treatments, but having Jessie has made me stop like working the ridiculous hours that I used to work, and I'm still managing to run a business doing that. So it shows me that I don't need to be here all the time. Like, my girls are helping me with that. They're doing the days where I'm not here, obviously. So it is challenging, and I'm having to do stuff more in an evening, like my admin stuff, which is so much more than like anyone ever thinks. Like, the to-do list is ridiculous, never ends. But I'm doing that on an evening because I want to spend time with Jessie. That was like my whole point of doing this. I wanted to be able to have my business and like still do my job that I love, but still be there for Jessie and be a mom. So I get those days with him still, which is perfect.
Yeah, it's super special, isn't it? And you must be so proud of like your journey and what you've created around him.
I am so proud. And I was looking at pictures actually the other day, and I opened here and he wasn't even 1 year old. And I just think, that was mental. Like, how did I even do that? But I did it because I had to, because I needed to do it for him so that I didn't have to go back and work full time, even though I probably do full time hours on an evening. But I needed to do that for him, and I've done it, and I'm so happy. And he comes in here now. He doesn't come here very often because he is still a boy and he's terror, but he does know how to behave in here most of the time. Like, and he'll come in and he'll want to do my hair, and he'll be putting cuticle oil on his nails and pretending to file. He watches everything I do. He's so special. Like, he's why I've done it.
Yeah, definitely. And you're installing in him like amazing values, right? He's gonna see that his mummy built all this up. He's gonna see that his mummy works, and it's really special.
That is exactly what I want. And I've got my other family, like my nieces, come in here as well. My little niece has even been like a little Saturday girl for me. She's got a Mirror Mirror t-shirt. She loves it.
Oh, how do you think that you treat your team maybe like differently? Do you think that it's helped you having like coming from a background where you was an employee for salons? Because I didn't have that opportunity. I went straight into running a business. So I never actually experienced being an employee for anyone.
I actually really like that I've worked in salons and different salons. Probably all, I think there's four of them I've worked at. I think all four of them have been so different with how they've been run, like treatments that are offered, even the way they look, like they've all been so different. And I really like that I've had that experience. And I do think a lot of people who go straight from college into running their own business or whatever, or even just going mobile or anything like that, I do think they miss out on that education from learning from more experienced girls and just like the running of a salon. I feel like I've learned so much from that, and there's bits that I've took from it and bits that I've not wanted to take from those salons, to bring into my salon, because I've learned what I liked and what I didn't like, and that's what I've brought in, hopefully, to my team.
Yeah, definitely. So we've obviously like worked together for God, ages now.
I don't like to say it.
It's been a long time. Obviously, there was the Lash courses, but we wasn't obviously wasn't coaching you back then. But I think it's been like since COVID times that we've obviously been working together. And you've come from like literally that employee to rent in the space, then go in to have your salon, which has been like amazing to be on that journey with you.
Yeah.
How have you found your mentoring journey? Because I know that lots of people are really kind of scared to take that jump to go into that.
Yeah. I was scared because obviously it is a lot of money, and you do think, well, I haven't got that. But having you like mentoring me has helped me probably focus more and know the things that I should be doing to hit my goals rather than the bits that I don't really need to do right now and focus on them and wasting time. I feel like I've hit things quicker because you've made me focus on those things and guided me through that. I think that's what's helped me.
Yeah. What would you say has been your biggest achievement, like in business so far?
Probably being able to open the salon and giving other girls a job.
Mm.
That's massive. I've given myself a job, but I've given other girls a job. And when they've then like got a mortgage or got a new car or whatever, I feel so proud of them because I've helped them like achieve that, and I love that.
Yeah, I'm exactly the same. Like sometimes when, so it's stressful, right? When you're trying to run the payroll and make sure everyone's wages are there at the end of the month.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh my God. Like, yeah, there's going to be moments where you're like, sometimes you're like, I don't know why I'm doing this.
Yeah.
But when you know that you're literally, I always say like, I'm feeding all these people. Like if I don't succeed and make the business how it is, I can't then pay them. And then they're not being able to pay their mortgage payments. They're not being able to provide food for their family. Yeah. Like it's such a responsibility. So when you have created that, it is, I don't think we get enough praise to be like, we are actually creating jobs.
Yeah, I love it. When you just think about it, sometimes you think, God, like, I can't believe I'm actually doing that.
Mm.
And I do love that.
Yeah, especially when you're always hearing on the news, right? I mean, I don't listen to the news because it turns me into a frenzy, but you're always hearing about redundancies and these cuts and them cuts. You're like, oh, well, I've got all my team. I'm doing okay. Like,
yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. There's obviously always hard times, like, through the year, but then when you're still here, like, the next year, you just think, well, I've done it. Like, it's worth it. It's so worth it.
Yeah. What do you think is next for you? Like, what's your focus? What are people going to see from Emma Jane?
This year, I am focusing on bridal. Like, I've been building it up through the years. Like, it's definitely getting bigger and bigger. More people know me. Like, they recognise the salon, which is perfect. That's exactly what I want. But I want it to be bigger. So I'm building on my bridal side now. I'm still focusing on the salon, like it's still gonna be running and perfect. But bridal's my focus, my main focus right now.
Main focus. So exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So exciting.
Mm-hmm.
For those that want to connect online, where should they go to?
I'm on Instagram and Facebook. It's Mirror Mirror Cleethorpes. And I've got my website as well, which is mirrormirrorcleethorpes.co.uk. And everything is on there.
Amazing. So if you're listening, please go and check out the links and give Emma Jane a follow. Check out her pages. And if you could screenshot and share this on socials, we both would really appreciate that and just spread Emma Jane's story even further. So thank you, Emma Jane, for coming on. It's been an absolute
thank
pleasure.
Thank you.
Are you a trainer with a salon or an academy and would love to grow with government funding, but just need some help and support? Or maybe you're somebody that would like to start your own academy or even just train. Get in touch today with TMB to help you on this journey. See our link in the show notes.